This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, selecting role model. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of selecting role model for our kids when we are raising them in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, it is very necessary that we should be aware of the criteria of selecting a role model. Obviously, when we hang out with the people, when we socialize with the neighbors, with the relatives, maybe in the mosque, maybe in the Husseiniya, where you go, and obviously in the days of Muharram and the days of Ramadan or the weekends when we go there, we need to be careful that whatever we do or with whoever we socialize or we have relationship, our kids gonna have the same relationship. And kids are the ones who are recording all our activities, even when the child is at the stage where it is in the womb of the mother. And even when it is delivered, it is in the lap of the mother. This child can see everything and is observing everything, and every single action of the parents have effect on this child. Therefore, in order to select a good role model, we need to have a good role model and to follow that so that our kids can see the followership of that role model in their parents, and then they can follow their parents, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of selecting role model. And we said, obviously, the kids, they see us, they follow us, and especially the boys, they follow the fathers, or the daughters follow the mother. Therefore, we as a parent should have a good role model. And in order to select a role model, we need to know about the criteria. For example, that the role model which we chose for our own selves, this role model should be in a way a person who is perfectly or is trying to follow the Islamic teachings. Therefore, those who are perfect in following the Islamic teachings are the Prophet and the infallible Imams. And that's why they are the role model. And Allah has made them the role model for us. Therefore, it is necessary for the parents to know about the life of their Prophet, to know about the life of the infallible Imams, to know about the life of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha. And if we know about them, if we know we have read the history, not heard the history, if we have read means reading the books of history to know what they were doing and how they used to live. Generally, we hear from the scholars. So we should have the habit of researching, reading the books. So if we read about their life, if we are trying to follow what they have said and the way they lived, then obviously we can be the good role models for our children. And then when they see us living a good life, an ethical life, a life which is full of love, full of peace, full of spirituality, they will also follow the footsteps of their parents, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.